教导，再来祷告。
In the name of our Lord Jesus, we'll learn about a teaching from the Bible, then we'll pray.
那我们来思考这个主导文。
We're going to learn about the Lord's Prayer.
啊，想到这个主导文呢、啊，啊，我们谢传道他最有研究啊，他写过论文。
Regarding the Lord's Prayer, Preacher Shea had actually done a study of it, and he had written an article.
啊，他大概分了好几次、啊、来讨论这个主导文的内容。
And he must have talked about this many times in many sessions.
啊，当然我们也经常在念呢、啊，有祷告结束以后、啊、再念这个主导文。
After our prayers, we often say the Lord's Prayer.
啊，事实上是在祷告以前哦要念的。
And so even before the prayer, we say it again, or we can
learn
about it.
因为这个就要提醒啊，主就教导我们怎么祷告嘛。我们要祷告以前就要思想。
Before we pray, we must ponder about it because this is Jesus teaching us how to pray.
那祷告结束都已经结束了，那你念完了以后就不用再祷告，就已经结束了。
Because once we've finished our prayer, we no longer need to pray. It's already concluded.
啊，所以有些时候我就啊边祷告边思想，就边祷告然后这样。编练这个主导文的内容。
When I was praying, I was actually going through the content of the Lord's Prayer, and I was thinking about it.
啊，主导文的内容大概分了两个部分。
There are two parts to the Lord's Prayer.
啊，一个是属天的，一个是属地的。
One belongs to the kingdom of heaven, and the other to earth.
啊，所以主导文主所教导哈，我们礼拜四就谈到什么是至圣的真道嘛。
And on Thursday, we're talking about what is the truth.
他说神的道理是非常平衡的。
We said that the Lord's truth is very balanced and just.
所以，假如有人只是注重属灵的哦，什么都要属灵啊。
Some people may only think about what is spiritual.
啊，但主所教导要属地的。
But what Jesus taught also, Jesus teaches us what to think about on earth as well.
哦，从求主啊，求主是我日用的饮食，这个是地面上的嘛。
When Jesus teaches us to say, "Give us this day our daily bread," this is what we need to think about in our daily lives.
啊，所以一开始就是属天的。
So in the beginning, he talks about what belongs to heaven.
啊，难道是属地的。
And then he talks about what belongs on earth.
很平衡的，不会偏颇。所以神的道理呢是非常平衡，他不会只要求我们说啊，你们只有聚会就好啊。哦啊，只个祷告就好啊，也不用上班，不用去赚钱啊，不用养家，你们就好好在教会啊灵修啊，主要是不是这种教导。
Jesus's teachings, in fact, are very balanced. He will not tell us that we should just come to church and pray and think about the spiritual things, and we should not work. We do not need to support our families because his teachings are in balance.
啊，其实圣经的教导，从创世纪以来的教导都是一样，都是非常啊，神的计划对我们来说是非常重视平衡的。
We can tell from the very beginning, starting from the book of Genesis, that God's teachings are very balanced.
啊，所以我们今天呢、啊，先来跟大家一起来分享这个属天的部分。
Today we will talk about the teachings that pertain to heaven.
那这里说我们在天上的父。
It says our Father in heaven.
那、啊、当然我们在地面上也有父啊。
On earth we have a father.
那我们在祷告的时候，属天的，既然是属天的，那属地的啊，就没有用，所以也就没用了、
哦。When we are praying, we're praying about the heavenly things, and so, the father, our earthly father, is not. It doesn't matter about our earthly father. Doesn't matter.
因为在属天的追求方面，在属天的方面呢，我们地上的父亲也无能为力啊。因为我们地上的父亲跟我们都是一样，他是人，我也是人，我爸爸只是他生我，那都是人啊。
When we pray to the Father in heaven, and our Father on earth here doesn't matter because he's a man just like us.
哦，所以我们是要孝敬在地上的父母亲是不错，但是呢，在属天的追求属天的这个要求神的帮助的话，就是做天上的父亲才有办法。
Indeed, we need to honor our parents on earth, but only our Father in heaven will be able to give us help.
所以这个主导文就是大家哈、啊，我的父亲也是一样，他也是要念说我们叫天上父啊，你的爸爸也是一样，你的祖父母哈、啊，只要是信徒的话也是一样，大家都是念我们叫天上父亲，没有特别的。
As believers, we all, whether or not we're fathers, you and I, we all need to say our Father in heaven.
因为我们天上父亲才是唯一的拯救，他是唯一的答案呢、啊。
Because our Father in heaven is our only answer, and he is our only help.
他也是唯一的标准。
He is the only standard.
啊，所以只有他才能够带领我们 进入到一个属灵的境界。
Only He can bring us into only He can lead us into our spirituality.
啊，所以圣经说万有都本于他，归于他。
That's why the Bible tells us that everything on earth belongs to Him.
啊，他是一切的来源呢。
He is the origin of all things.
所以他也是平安的来源，福气的来源。
He is the origin of all blessing, origin of all peace.
所以我们就是第一个要先找这位父亲，天上的父亲。
The first thing we must do is seek this Father who is in heaven.
那今天很多人，当然外面的社会潮流思想，他们都是跑一个错误的方向。
A lot of people on this earth have gone astray.
今天呢，很多人是追求一个偶像。
A lot of people nowadays pursue idols.
所以在美国有个节目啊，叫做 American Idol， 这个美国的偶像。
There's a program in the States called American Idol.
它就是要塑造一个偶像，让大家去学，让大家去跟从。因为没有偶像，大家就好像不能活。
It seems like everyone needs this idol to follow up and look up to. Otherwise, it seems like people cannot go on living their lives.
所以有所谓追星族啊，你看这个。明星的这个他们的粉丝啊，有5000多个，有上亿个，哇，不得了啊！
And a lot of people follow celebrities, and we can see that they have thousands and even millions of followers.
但是我们布道会的时候，你看愿意跟随耶稣的寥寥无几。
But you see, during our evangelical services, how many people actually come to seek the Lord?
所以就是这个追求的方向哈，我们不能够拜偶像，我们就是要来追求这位天上的父亲。
We must seek the Lord and the Father in heaven, not idols.
所以我们年轻人也不能够像外面一样这个贴的自己的房屋墙壁上，这边也是偶像，那边也是什么明星那边又是谁，那边又是谁
满布都是。As young people, we should not follow the trends on this earth and put up posters of our celebrities all over our bedroom walls.
所以我们在祷告的时候，为什么要跪下？我们就很虔诚的说我们在天上的父亲。
Why is it that we need to kneel down? It is because we need to show respect to this Father in heaven.
那个关系是多么的亲密啊！
And we need to show that we have such a close relationship with Him.
所以我们才很愿意的跪下来祷告啊。
That is why we're willing to kneel down and pray.
因为他是我们天上的父亲。
Because He is our Father in heaven.
愿人都尊你的名为圣。
Hallowed be Your name.
这个也是一样，这个大家都能够理解的。主的名是很圣的。
那我们来，
因为时间关系，我们来谈愿您的国降临。
Your kingdom come.
愿您的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
那我们要经常求神的国降临。
We must ask for God's kingdom to come.
那神的国是什么
？What is God's kingdom?
我们来看罗马书哈。
Let's read the book of Romans.
罗马书十二章。
Romans chapter 12.
罗马书十二章。
Romans chapter 12.
不是十二章，罗马书十四章。
Romans chapter 14.
十四章的十七节。
Romans chapter 14 verse 17.
罗马书十四章十七节。
Romans chapter 14 verse 17.
因为神的国不在乎吃喝，只在乎公义、和平，并圣灵中的喜乐。
For the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit.
所以换句话说
In other words,
我们只要说愿你的国降临，就是愿你的公义降临，愿你的和平降临，愿你的喜乐降临。
In other words, when we say may your kingdom come, it also means that the righteousness and peace and joy of His kingdom, as we ask that to come on earth.
所以我们有些时候很重要，要明白什么是是非，什么是善恶，美好的事物圣经有些时候小处叫美好的事物，我们要知道什么对我们来说是好的。
A lot of times we feel it's very important to know what is right and wrong, and what is good or bad, and
因为大家都希望好事发生在我们身上嘛。
Because people want good things to happen to us.
但是我们却是不知道什么是好的。
But we in fact don't know what is good for us.
我们往往以为好像刚刚所讲的在见证的时候人的想法跟神的想法不一样。
Just like in the testimony, we heard that God's thoughts are not as our thoughts.
所以我们要明白明白什么是神美好的。
We need to know what is the good that comes from God.
那这个我们有些时候不能够明白
Sometimes we do not understand it.
所以我们一定要求神的公义，神的那个美好的降临。
That is why we ask for all the goodness of God to come and the righteousness of God to come.
在神的眼中当然是美好的，不是在我们眼中当然是美好的。
In God's eyes, these are all good things, even though in our eyes it may not be.
然后呢，愿和平啊能够降临。
And also that peace and joy come.
那和平的话，当然啊，英文 peace 也要说是平安呐，愿那个平安能够降临。
In the English, it translates to the word peace.
所以神啊，因为他的怜悯啊，那让他的日光就照到这个地面上啊，照在死因幽暗的人啊，把我们脚引到平安的路上。
Because of God's grace, this peace and harmony has come to man, which are on earth.
那神的平安要赏赐给这些他所喜悦的人。
And this peace will come to those whom He favors.
所以我们在祷告的时候说啊，愿您的国降临，意思就是说啊，我们。主啊，愿你的平安啊临到我们身上。
When we say may your kingdom come, then we also say may your peace come.
那我们怎么样能够使主的平安临到我们身上
？How is it that God's peace will be in our hearts?
啊，其实很简单。
It's simple.
因为圣经里头说啊，这个啊，愿荣耀归给天上的神。
The Bible tells us that we should let glory be unto God.
那平安呢，归给这个地上他所喜悦的人。
And that peace be unto all men.
所以我们只要把那个荣耀归给神。
As long as we give glory unto God.
那很自然的我们就会得到平安。
Then naturally we will receive peace.
啊，所以刚刚所做的见证也是一样啊。刚刚这个啊，圣弟姐妹所做的见证也是她把荣耀归给神。
Just as in the testimony you heard from Sister Cindy, she had given glory to God.
因为她什么都交托了，交托给神。
Because she had entrusted everything unto God.
她就承认神的主权，绝对的主权。
And she recognized the sovereignty of God.
也就是我们在天上的父啊。
Because He is our Father in heaven.
然后她就把荣耀归给神了。
She gave all glory to God.
啊，之后她就得到平安，内心的平安。
Then she received peace in her heart.
因为这是很自然的。
This is natural.
她没有。特别去追求什么？他只是啊，把荣耀归给神。
She didn't pursue this. She only gave glory to God.
然后神就赏赐给他平安。
And then God gave her peace.
啊，这个是在基督里才有办法的。
This only happens in Christ.
啊，在2004年的时候。
In 2004.
啊，我要接受一个手术，大概是3.5小时的手术。
I was undergoing a 3.5-hour surgery.
那。感谢主啊！啊，那个时候啊，内心啊非常平静、平安。
Thank the Lord, I was very peaceful at heart.
啊，真的是神所赏赐的平安，一点都不惧怕。
This was the peace that came from God, and I was unafraid.
啊，要走路啊，就是有个男的护士哈、啊，然后带领我走进那个手术房。
There's a male nurse who was bringing me to the operating theater.
啊，我太太不能够跟我进去啊。
My wife could not enter with me.
我太太在那个等候室里头啊，这个我就回头跟她。
I waved at her from the waiting room, and I told her peace.
好像很轻松啊，好像我要在这里啊，拜拜要轻松哎。
It was very light-hearted, and I waved to her.
说真的，那个神所赏赐，我们很难体会啊。说啊，你要手术，你怎么会有平安？你怎么会有喜乐？你不烦恼啊
？Indeed, this peace that God gives us is beyond all understanding.
这个是外人啊，这个非基督徒很难体验的。
This is something that non-Christians do not.
因为我们就是把荣耀归给神。
Because we give glory to God.
我们承认他的主权，我们把一切的事情都交在他的手里。
We recognize his sovereignty and his authority, and we entrust everything into his hands.
那很自然的平安就临到我们身上。
Naturally, peace will come to our hearts.
那虽然还是必须要经过手术啊。
Although I still need to undergo surgery.
但是神迹往往是发生在我们内心有平安以后发生的。
The miracle actually happens after God gives us peace in our hearts.
啊，有人说手术以后啊，你看这边缝那边缝哈，这个以后都会很痛啊，怎么要吃止痛剂对呀？
After the surgery, because of all the stitches and the wound, we actually have to take medication for pain.
哦，出院以后哈、啊，就是说手术以后啊，我那个伤口啊，感谢主啊，就是没有疼痛过。
Thank the Lord that after my surgery, my wound did not hurt at all.
啊，最近有姐妹啊，她也是手术啊，手术又让她痛啊，怎么样哈、啊？
Recently there was a sister who underwent surgery and this really pained her.
啊，当然每个人情况不一样啊。
Everyone's circumstance different.
啊，她也是有信心来经过这种考验。
She also had faith to undergo this type of trial.
啊，虽然是她痛，但是她内心神给她平安呢、啊。
although physically she was in pain, her heart was at peace.
我的情形是一连痛都，我出院以后没有吃过止痛剂。
But as for me, I did not need to take pain medication after the surgery.
所以我说没有那种痛的感觉。
I did not feel pain.
这就是神的恩典。
This is God's grace.
这是因为神赏赐给我们内心的平安。
This is because God gives us this inner peace.
所以我们看保罗、西拉他们被关在监牢里头，也是陷入平安，然后神迹才发生。
We see that when Paul and Silas were in prison, they were given peace, and then the miracle happened.
所以我们祷告的时候，就是愿你的国降临，也是说愿你的平安降临。
When we say your kingdom come, this also means that we want God's peace to come upon us.
然后也是圣灵中的喜乐，也是愿你的喜乐能够降临。
This means let your joy come.
所以我们就把愿你的国降临，就扩充到说愿你的公义降临。什么是好的哈？愿你能够让我明白。
So now we've expanded what the meaning of your kingdom come is.
啊，什么是对的事情啊？哎，能够让我明白。
We will know what is right and will be able to discern.
能够把你的平安降下来。
May your peace come upon us.
把你的喜乐降下来。
May your joy come upon us.
哇，那这是我们祷告一个很好的目标啊。
This is a very good goal in our prayer.
然后呢，愿这个你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
神的旨意跟人的旨意啊，有的时候不一样。
Sometimes man's will and God's will are different.
那神的旨意哈，神的旨意啊，一般有些时候是啊，普遍性的旨意。
God's will is sometimes a
普遍性的 general.
Just a general will.
就是大家都能够明白的。
So this will is something that everyone can understand.
啊，比如说这个旨意说写在圣经上啊，我们要喜乐啊，我们要怎么样，那些都是写在圣经上，你也可以看得明白，我也可以看得明白。
For example, it is written in the Bible that we must be joyful, and when you and I read it, we both understand it.
但是有些旨意啊是个别化的，是只针对你，不是针对我的。
But some of God's will is very specific and only applies to certain people.
那神怎么去造就每个人呢？是个别是不一样的。
Because God edifies people in different ways.
所以，在你身上发生事情，不一定会发生在我身上。
What happens to me may not happen to you.
所以这是个别的。
This is a very specific.
那神一般的旨意，我们很容易能够明白，因为透过读圣经。
We understand most of God's will because we read the Bible.
但是神对你的旨意，可能你自己明，我一样啊，我自己也不明白神对我的旨意是什么。有的时候我也不是明白啊。
But sometimes we do not understand God's specific will towards you or I.
但是我们总是希望能够明白。
We hope that we can one day understand.
啊，在明白当中，有的时候我们会误以为我们的想法就是神的旨意。
Sometimes when we try to understand God's will, we actually mistaken our will for God's.
那人的旨意跟神的旨意，当然有的时候会有差距。
But of course, there often is this contradiction between God's will and ours.
啊，一个很明显的例子，我们请看《创世纪》。
Let us read a very clear example in Genesis.
创世纪五十章的二十节。
Genesis chapter 50 verse 20.
创世纪五十章二十节。
Genesis chapter 50 verse 20.
从前啊，你们的意思，你们的意思，你们是谁？就人呢？啊，你们的意思是要害我，但神的意思原是好的，要保全许多人的性命，成就今日的光景。
But as for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good, in order to bring it about as it is this day to save many people alive.
因为神的旨意，这个时候就是只针对约瑟这个家族啊。
So this will is what is directed towards Joseph's family.
啊。当时约瑟的哥哥们因为不喜欢约瑟，就把他卖到埃及地。
At that time, Joseph's brothers disliked him, and so they sold him to the land of Egypt.
当时的确是要害他。
They meant it for evil to harm him.
当时约瑟他不明白他很苦说一直哭说不要不要哥哥们不要把我出卖
And Joseph experienced deep bitterness because he did not understand what was going on, and he did not want to be sold.
但是哥哥们不听
But his brothers did not listen to his plea.
真的是被卖到埃及。
That is why he was sold to Egypt.
后来又被关到监牢里头。
And then he was imprisoned.
你说苦不苦啊？
You see, do you not see his bitterness?
啊，人的意思啊，就是啊，这个人啊，糟糕了，这个人以后没前途。
In man's eyes, we see that this person is in deep trouble and he has no future.
啊，刚刚谈到这个家庭啊，婚姻哈， 我们假如有这个家中有女儿的话，请问大家愿不愿意把自己的女儿嫁给当时被关在监牢里头的约瑟？
We've just talked about family and marriage. For all the families that have children, are you willing for your children to be like Joseph, to be sold and imprisoned?
哦，愿意的请举手。有没有说没关系？我有信心，我的女儿愿意嫁给他。
If you're willing, please raise your hand because you have that faith.
我们不愿意的，对不对？
We are not willing for this to happen to your children.
哪有人把自己的女儿嫁给那个关在监牢里头的人？
Who wants to marry their children off to those people who are imprisoned?
啊，所以人的主义看得很可怜啊！你看他这个是很不幸啊。
In man's eyes, we see this person as very pitiful and unfortunate.
但是神的意思啊，神的旨意不是这样子的。
But God's will is not this.
神的旨意却是要保全他们全家人的性命。
God's will is to save this whole family.
可是，在当时谁知道了
？But at that time, who knew this?
所以你看，刚刚Cindy他所做见证啊，刚开始他也不明白神的旨意是什么。
You see in Sister Cindy's testimony, who knew in the beginning that this would be God's will?
我们只是知道一个普遍性旨意说，说啊要祷告啊，要有信心啊，怎么样？这些都是知道，大家都会讲的。
We know the will of God is for us to pray, and we will all say this to one another.
要讲比较简单啊，你也会劝告他，我也会劝告他。
It's very easy to say this because you or I might remind her to pray.
但是真正神对她的旨意是什么？
But what is God's specific will for her?
所以当时她的确是很可怜，我们看她见证啊，我们都很伤，我们替她伤心落泪啊。
At the time, indeed, she was going through great trouble, and we felt pity for her.
但是后来却是转悲哀啊，转这种哀哭为喜乐。
But later on, her sorrow turned into joy.
神的意思就是要透过这些很大的危险、很大的危难哈，来彰显神的能力。
God wants to show His great power through these great dangers and these great trials.
来彰显神的荣耀。
To show God's glory through this.
结果真的，神的荣耀啊，今天到今天还是回荡到在大家的脑中啊。
And indeed, God's great glory is still in everybody's mind even to this day.
所以。人的意思跟神的意思有很大的差距。
There's a great impasse between God's will and man's will.
所以我们在祷告的时候就要求神的旨意在地上哈，好像神在天上，
无所难足。Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
就是我们要全部交托啊，尊重神的主权。
This means that we must entrust everything to God and recognize His sovereignty.
我们要一个信心的交托。
We need to entrust everything to Him.
告诉大家，这个是不容易，这个是要有个操练。
This is very difficult, and we need to undergo trial and challenges for it.
我第二个孙女啊，大概出生三个月的时候，有一阵子啊，在晚上啊都不睡觉，一直哭啊。
My second granddaughter was born, and around 3 months old, she would not sleep. She would just cry.
啊，你看我的女儿，她白天还要上班啊，我这个她的女儿嘛。一直哭，那你白天哪有精神上班呢？
My daughter had to go to work in the morning, but because her daughter was crying all night, how could she have the energy to go to work?
哦，所以我的孙女就一直哭啊，那就是大概到了七点，晚上七点多哈，然后就一直哭哭哈，哭大概到十点了，到后这反正都哭很长时间，一直哭啊，不断的哭。
My granddaughter would cry from about 7 p.m. to about 10 p.m. nonstop.
那当然我们就说啊，祷告啊。
So we said pray.
好，祷告隔天以后啊，哭到11点。
But after we prayed the next day, the granddaughter cried until 11 p.m.
啊，那没关系，再祷告，因为才刚刚开始嘛，对啊，没关系，再祷告。
No matter, let's pray again.
隔天呢，哭到，哭到我刚刚说几点呢？
11.
11，现在是哭到12点。
Now she cried until 12.
我说好，没关系，再祷告啊，才两天嘛，对不对啊
？But we said no matter. We only prayed for 2 days, so let's continue.
隔天呢，哭到一点。
And the day after, she cried till 1 a.m.
你说焦急不焦急呀、啊、
？So, would you be anxious or not?
哭是没关系，这个不需要什么问题都不知道，因为才三岁，他也不会讲话，不是三岁啊，这个三个月啊，三个月。
The crying is not the matter in itself, but rather we don't know what's wrong because she's just three months old.
好，大概过了三天以后，我就改变我的想法。
But after about 3 days, I changed my mindset.
我就交托说神啊，没关系哈，他该哭就哭，看你怎么办。 你说他该哭就哭啊，我们都尊重你的意思啊，啊，该怎么样就怎么样，反正就把他交托给你。
I said to God, okay, well, if it's your will for her to cry, then let us cry, let her cry. We'll just entrust her to you.
真的前几天呢，其实我会忧虑啊，说哎呀，怎么一直哭啊，哈。
The few days before, I was very worried because she kept on crying.
可是自从我这样的交托以后
，But after I entrusted all of this to God,
隔一天呢，哭到两点。
A day later, this child cried until 2 a.m.
但是真的，我内心非常平静安稳，我内心真的是非常平安。
Yet I felt great peace in my heart.
我一点都不慌张啊。
I was not worried at all.
这个时候，因为我们交托，我们内心就能够有平安。
Once I've entrusted, I have this peace in my heart.
荣耀归给神啊。
Give glory to God.
平安归给他所喜悦的人。
And peace unto all men.
然后再隔一天。
Another day.
又哭到我刚刚说几点？三点呢、啊、
She cried until three.
反正一直延后、啊。
So the time kept on being pushed back.、
啊、不但没有停啊，还增加时数，还一直哭啊。
She her crying did not lessen. In fact, her crying increased.
但是很奇妙，感觉主我一点都不慌张啊。我说啊，没关系，你该哭就哭啊，你要该哭你就尽量哭啊。
But thank the Lord, I was not anxious or worried at all because I thought to myself, if it is your will.God, if it's your will for her to cry, then let her cry.
好，那再隔天。
Another day.
感谢主啊，就从晚上都没哭了啊，就没哭了，就是一直睡到天亮。
She slept till morning.
啊，一直到现在都很好啊。
She's very good at sleeping until now.
啊，所以哈、啊，这个真是要有一个不容易的。我说老师说啊，信心的不容易啊，讲比较快呀、啊。
So it's very hard to actually act this out, but in fact, it's easier to say.
所以就是我们愿意去操练，我们愿意去交托，我们要愿意要改变我们想法。
If we're willing to undergo this trial, and if we're willing to change our mindset.
因为我刚刚说神的旨意对个别的话，不是说一下就说马上能够明白。
Because I've said that the specific will that God has for each one of us is not easy for everyone to understand.
要经过一段时间摸索以后才能够明白呀。
It needs to go through a period of molding.
那明白了，我们就明白说，哎啊，原来神的意思很好啊，就是要。保全许多人的性命，成就今天的光景。
And once we've understood it, then we will know that it is because God wanted to save many people alive.
所以真的，我们祷告是祷告什么？我们就祷告就是愿神的旨意成全。
When we pray, we therefore pray that God's will happen.
让他的旨意行在地上，好像行在天上，没有什么拦阻。
That His will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
啊，就是放轻松呢。
Now we are relaxed.
好像刚刚谢传道所讲的那个神让亚当哈、啊、沉睡
，just like how preacher Shea was saying that God caused Adam to fall into a deep sleep。
啊，沉睡是不是很轻松啊
？It is we are very relaxed when we sleep。
大家沉睡，呼呼大睡最轻松，对不对
？When we fall into a deep sleep, we are very relaxed。
所以就是说，我们的信仰要轻松。
We need to be relaxed in our faith.
没有什么负担呢、啊。
We do not carry a burden.
只要我们交托，我们交托。
As long as we entrust everything to God.
那真的我们就能够享受平安。
Then we can enjoy this peace.
好，那我们现在祷告。
Now let us pray.
我们就按照这个哈，我们刚所讲的这个里面内容来祷告。
We will pray according to the content we've discussed.
好，我们祷告到六点啊。
We will pray until six.
好，一起来祷告。
Let us pray.
哈利路亚，奉主耶稣的圣名祷告。